What is up? This is Austin St. John. You are listening to 335 Live with Joe, Scotty, and Matt, because that's what's up.
Hello!
And welcome back to 335 Live, your one-stop shop for me breaking Joe's eardrum and your Super Sentai Power Rangers Tokusatsu Stuff podcast. As always,
I'm the nerd that came out of the Power Ninja!
Matt, to my immediate left is, of course, the man who owns real estate in Lost Galaxy, Joe.
Evening, bitches.
Yes. To my slightly further left is the face of the man who I'm sure is going to write a very angry letter to Watch Mojo today when he goes home. Scotty.
Listen.
Yeah.
The fact that Ciara Hanna is number one in Power Rangers is a big deal.
Yes.
But the bigger deal is, Joe, how much did you pay Commander Stanton for land in Lost Galaxy?
Right.
Curious. It was just only Mirinoi anyway, so.
3.4 mil. That was it.
Do they have good Wi-Fi?
It turns out they run on satellite.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. Mm.
And to the even farthest left is the master of the burp jutsu himself, Vinny.
I can't burp right now.
Damn. You should have saved that last one. But I guess
last
I should
one
have.
Was a good one.
Yeah, the last one was actually pretty good for those of you who didn't hear. This is a very special episode of 335 Live, because as the title suggests, we are doing the debut of the newest Sentai. Something Sentai Kira Major. I don't remember what the first word was, sorry.
I think it was in Japanese.
Well, I mean, yes, but for some reason I want to say Machin, but I think it was Machin Sentai Kira Major.
Oh, yeah, it was M-E-S-H-I-N.
Because I think it means machine,
yeah.
Like, or something like that. Sentai Kira Major. Going into this, I mean, I watched the trailers, like, I understood what the synopsis of, like, the team was. We have a pro gamer, who's yellow.
Lame.
We have an athlete, green.
Lame.
One of the few female greens that we actually have. I think we've only had, like, two. We got, like, a stunt actor with the Blue Ranger and everything. Like, a very interesting, like, they're not some sort of, you know, trained from birth warriors or something like that. Like, normal, we're back to, like, relatively normal people. No little else. This is apparently episode zero is what it's being called. That's part of the reason why I had a hard time finding it. But, yeah.
Unfortunately, they're not blessed to be bombarded by Birdonic waves.
No, but it looks like they have the power of jewelry.
So very shiny jewelry.
They're extremely shiny. So let's jump into this. Well, it is a good thing that landed on a coaster.
Oh, this is...
We're in Final Fantasy, apparently.
This is absolutely stunning. It's Asgard.
I had, like, the wallpaper for, like, Kingdom Hearts.
You said the wallpaper for Kingdom Hearts?
Kingdom Hearts, I'm sorry. Super Smash Brothers.
It also does look like Super Smash
Brothers. Kind of reminds me of Tran.
With three faces.
Yeah.
We have our...
Ooh! Subtitles. Father. Something. Against us. Something. Coughing. Something. I love the new, like, I don't know what it is, Matt, but the clarity of the HD is outstanding.
The picture quality we have is really good.
Yeah.
This lighting is really bad.
It's supposed to be like heaven.
I mean, like, clearly they're all like jewels and shit, so the light is literally reflecting off of them.
These people look like some sort of 80s rock toys.
No, it's just going to be like that scene in God of
War. They made
War.
Back in like 1980.
So, Scotty, I think that's what they're doing, because if I'm going to put my money on it, this is probably going to come after Dino Knights.
I hope it's going to be like that scene from God of War, which throws them through the wall and all back to Earth.
Power Rangers, Rock Warriors.
Rock Warriors. So, are going to call them Power Rangers Bedazzled? Or, I don't know, whatever.
Our putty guys look like they're just
crystal
abused
gems?
Farmers. They have rakes.
Actually, you know what they fucking call it? Power Rangers Crystal Guardians.
Is that King Randor from Leader?
I was literally also again as well. It's like a mixture of him and like Ganondorf.
This guy's pretty fucking strong.
Alright, we got ourselves a fight between a King of Crystallia and our bad guy whose name I don't think was said.
What the? He just got shot to hell.
Yeah, he just got, Samus Aran blasted. By, actually really cool looking dude.
Is that Garza? Okay, Angel Garza?
That's Ganondorf of the show.
The Crystallia.
Yoden.
Dude, he's the new DLC in Kingdom Hearts. Look at his Keyblade.
Oh, man. I just stand there and eat it.
My guesses are related, because they honestly kind of look alike.
They're like ripping them to pieces.
What's with the kabuki mess?
They're beating him with rakes.
That is not what a kabuki mask looks like.
Oh, tell it's a WWE.
That looks like a recycled Eclipto mask.
That one, that yes. Actually that is, one, man. Yes. Yeah. That really does.
Yeah.
They're legit just dragging his corpse out the fucking door.
Dark Eclipto or Eclipto?
I mean, they're the same Eclipto.
Eclipto.
They didn't even bother to look behind the, like, table? I don't know what you call that.
Yeah, I don't know what you call that either.
She wasn't even hiding behind the table.
Oh, the throne.
Like, her head was clearly visible.
No, yeah, it was actually, it was just the side of the
Charlie Ranchers!
I was gonna say, she just got a fucking knock.
Oh, no, it was behind the throne.
Fuck it.
Are these Power Rangers powered by Jolly Ranchers?
Say what you will, but...
I stand by
I like
that.
It.
Sparkly.
Episode 0,
yeah.
Russian synthetic here, Bogger.
Red Ranger?
Most definitely, yeah.
Bro, get a haircut. I told you he was a weirdo.
Is this the same school Akko went to?
So, in Japan, are they
I wouldn't
like,
be surprised if it was the same fuck. Go ahead, Ben.
In Japan, are they not progressive with, like, bullying against kids with autism?
No.
Because they were like, wow, that guy's always in his own world. Just go fuck with him.
I mean, let's be real. Girls in high school really did act like this if you didn't give them attention.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't have hot Chinese girls. Chinese. Japanese girls.
Wow, okay.
Vinny said he got Chinese food. That's what threw me off.
I'm not sure.
Damn, that bitch got a bigger tooth gap than Michael Strahan.
Oh my god.
You seen that?
Is this the part where they all go into the sauna?
I could fucking land a plane in that shit.
What?
Did we just get a fourth wall break?
You know... Oh, he's creating, like, his own character, I think.
Alright, if I'm gonna have my way with any one of those four students, and I say that in the correct context of what we're
looking
at... I
hope he's drawing hentai.
I would also hope that as well. Carrot?
Carrot.
Oh, carrot. Like carrots of like jewelry.
Yeah. That's like carrot.
I believe, like carrot? Though, that carrot is supposed to be spelled with a K, though.
Is this like a subdivision of the Silver Guardians or something?
I said they're going to be called Crystal Guardians.
Yeah. It's all adding up. Like, I immediately see this being
Power Rangers. Power Rangers, like, Hasbro, if you steal my idea, I will sue the shit out of you.
We have to patent it first, guys.
Dino Knights. Crystal Guardians.
Okay, we're just gonna leave that, sure.
What the hell was that?
That was definitely something reused from, like, a
Power
Common Rider
Reserve
show.
Scientist?
The Geodesic Rangers.
Oh, my God, he's got legit, like, PS4 VR.
Yo, this guy's freaking trying to freaking fly the X-Wing fucking fighter pilot, dude.
Oh, he's from Hawaii. Got it.
That explains why he's not freaking the fuck out.
Nice camel toe.
I'm guessing this guy is the mentor.
Is that a fake Apple Watch?
I don't know. It's a non-copyright, like, infringing.
Like, I got it at the Atlantic City,
Why is she wearing bras on there?
She looks like the guy from, Vinny, what was the guy from, Little Nicky with the boobs on his head?
Oh, yes. Okay, you know what's cool? This is, like, the first one in a while where it's, like, they legit have apps? A morpher.
There's
legit apps on the morpher.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to be relevant.
They present light and justice to the world.
I mean, I guess you could say Jolly Ranchers do that. If they can talk. Okay, I recognize that voice.
Scott, are you seeing this? Oh, okay. I feel like this is the conversation that the Galactic Beasts had with each other before they got their rangers.
I'd imagine so.
So the stones are choosing their rangers, right?
Yeah, it could have been.
Oh, the Crystar Crystal Warrior?
Yeah.
Dude! It was the same shot they did with Akko in the track!
Yeah.
Just fucking almost 30 years later. It's the same fucking shot!
Except it's in super slow motion HD.
Yeah. And she's green.
Akko jumped over the big bar, remember?
Who is number 31? Because, you know what? I'd be outside watching.
Damn, bro, she's in crazy fucking shit.
Yeah, she is. Akko's daughter?
She grows, she's the Green Ranger.
She's in crazy shit, bro. She just ran that
shit. You're a mental. And she will be green.
You agreed to meet them before you even did this.
That's the, Jungle Fury logo on her chest. It's like three, like, scratch mark looking things.
Oh, the claw scratch?
Yeah. Is that, like, deliberate?
Okay, so we got green.
Yep, we got our female green. My female Green Ranger.
Oh, yeah. She's fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm gonna shoot for yellow or pink? What colors do we have? Pink?
They're, yeah, pink, green, blue, red, and...
Oh, it's a dude.
Oh, that is a dude. Oh, shit.
I thought that was the chick who got scalped in Kill Bill.
No, that's Mitsurugi in Soul Calibur. How does that happen? How does that... I don't get that logic. Somebody else can do that. I think it's the ninja... Who the fuck else can do that in the video game? Oh, it's a movie set.
Guy, there's a lot of movies and shit that have that.
No, there's one of the Rangers in the Legacy War game that's able to do that. It's one of the Gold Rangers from Samurai. Or the Gold Ranger from Samurai. I think of his name.
Leroy?
His name is definitely not Leroy.
Levi?
His name is definitely not Leroy. They took our germ.
This dude definitely looks straight out of Final Fantasy, bro.
And here's Final Fantasy!
No, it's Monster Hunter!
Oh, is it? Oh,
is that
God.
A PS2?
That's a PS4.
Is it?
Yeah, it's got the pad. It's got the touchpad. That's, like, definitely a monster. Yeah, that is
Monster Hunter. I'm sorry, it was just too coincidental.
So this guy's great at video games would make him an amazing power ranger.
As a gamer, since the day I was born, I still think esports. Like,
yeah, we've heard it a thousand times.
Makes no sense. Games
are but making like, a podcast about something like Power Rangers makes more sense.
Well, yeah.
I just don't think they should be called athletes.
Nobody's calling them athletes.
ESPN.
Well, because it's ESPN, they probably have to.
If I would have known I could make a ton of money playing video games in competitions, I would have kept doing it.
I would have fucking done it. I guess I got nothing against them. I just... I don't know. I'm not... I don't play Xbox Live. Like, to me, I love campaign modes. Like, I don't get it. Like, change my opinion.
Hey, you don't have to get it, guy. They just exist.
Like, even Pokemon, they do the tournaments. Like, I feel like I could have a hacked team or something. Like, a modified...
Well, I mean, they would filter that shit out somehow. Like, they find out if you did that.
I also never get why people would sit there and watch a video game instead of playing it. I never got that until I started watching Pokemon unboxings. And I was like, oh, okay, now it's kind of similar. Alright, so the pink one's a doctor. Or a nurse.
Yeah, she's like a nurse assistant or something.
An OR nurse, dude?
A surgical someone assistant.
Someone who saves people's lives. Yeah, it's probably a pretty good choice for Power Rangers.
Well, Dana did it. Dana was the closest thing to a doctor. Legitimate medical profession. Yeah, can't even talk.
See, I like that. This is the first time in a while that they actually have, like, a morpher, not, like, a weapon that doubles as a morpher or a phone. It's legit just a thing on the wrist.
It's fucking huge for no reason.
It is really big. Like, that's pretty obnoxious.
Why is it so hard?
They do make chewable Jolly Ranchers now.
Wait a minute, so there's three girls on the team?
No, there's only two.
Green Ranger and the pink.
Oh, that's right, I'm sorry. Forgot the Blue Ranger was a guy.
Not the guy, though.
No, not never. She's still talking to him?
Yeah, right? Like, she's pretty dedicated.
Like, to making him a piece of shit? Or to, like, actually...
No, he's supposed to be drawing her.
Oh. Those desks look awesome. Just...
Yeah, they're...
I'm jealous.
Really uncomfortable. But very pristine, though.
She is adorable. Tell me it's a fucking, like, just sketch outline of a squiggle.
It's an Alolan executor that they turn into a building.
I love how they all believe it.
I mean, it's literally right in front of them. I can already tell that dude's gonna be one of the best parts of the show.
Alright, sounds
good. Every team needs a Sasuke.
Of course, suddenly he's wearing blue.
Yeah. Usually it is a Blue Ranger for some reason.
I think I'm in love with the Green Ranger.
The Green Ranger's great. But this is a really tough call between the green and pink. They're both, pretty up there.
No, green's...
Is
that the Ivagamoto?
I'm more partial to a green myself.
Might be. The necklace from Titanic, just green.
Yeah, just green. You're right. It literally does look like that.
Told you. The show is sponsored by Wish.com.
Oh my god. God.
Half the props are just knockoffs.
That's right. They're gonna rake you to death. I don't mind their design. They're okay.
Ow! Why did he fall so comedic?
Because every show has to have, like, or at least modern show needs like a. Oh shit, like he might actually be dying.
Yeah, I think he's dying.
This guy did.
That was. Oh, okay.
もう地球も狂いになりやのように蹂躙されるやめんな俺たちがいるだろ諦めないで逃げちゃダメよ選ばれた殿には全力で突っ走るからこんな奴ら全員返り討ちだそのために俺たちを選んだんだろ
They're like, yeah, we're familiar with Sentai. We know what button to press.
Accidentally called him over.
That's pretty fucking
That's
sweet.
A pretty dope morphing sequence. It's pretty quick. It's really quick.
Oh, now I get it.
That's it, that literally sounds like the Smash Brothers announcer. That's a pretty cool morph sequence.
Oh, I actually do not like that they still have their morphers on them.
I don't mind it.
It's okay. Sparkly.
Why do morphers Power Rangers have their morphers on their freaking belt, bro?
Yeah,
yeah, but that made sense, but it didn't look like a giant ass onion ring on their wrist.
Pretty sure so did like Zio had it on their wrist. Like,
no,
Zio.
There was no other team besides No
Time Force. Time Force still had it on their wrist. They literally did
Zio
shots
didn't.
Where they had fucking their wrists up in the air. You're a rake, it's no match for that.
Safe to say, blue is the best aesthetic looking costume.
Blue is like usually somehow always like a sword guy.
That just become that thing from Soul Calibur with the chicken.
It's Ivy Sword, yeah. Exactly what that was. So I'm led to believe that there were prior teams of Kira Mage before that.
Yes.
Is the Yellow Rangers a repurposed Dustin moment?
Bro, that's definitely a disc shooter.
I mean, that's definitely like Tori's repurposed.
Bro, that was the old school styrofoam disc shooters.
Yeah. That's exactly what they look like. See, kids, this is what you can do if you play video games.
I don't like the Strike Across.
I'm calling bullshit because this guy is good at video games. How does he take time today in professional gaming to learn how to break rules?
Everybody must take.
You know what? Fine. If you are a professional gamer and then you can actually go out into a street fight.
Oh my god! This is literally the fucking disc. Holy shit! It's
that
actually that. It is a legit disc washer.
Oh shit! 2020, start investing in Beyblades.
Yeah, start getting disc
Beyblades. They're gonna fucking go get a bunch of pogs at this point.
You say Yu-Gi-Oh?
Sparkly.
Yeah. So two have swords and the other two.
This is a brilliant marketing campaign. Because these toys...
A lot of the modern shows have that gimmick where, like, two people prefer swords and two prefer guns.
No, I'm saying,
so the Red Rangers are going to be like Captain America's a carry shield.
don't know.
But imagine, that's what I'm saying. These look like you go to a theme park or you go to a boardwalk, and these are the prizes you win on the whack-a-mole.
Did you say boardwalk?
Boardwalk.
Oh, boardwalk. Okay.
A boardwalk.
You said boardwalk.
Borg doesn't walk.
Yeah.
No, you have Ubers. Please don't die. You guys waited like 10
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, he has been dead for quite, like, even if you resuscitate him, the dude's got brain damage. Oh, he's fine.
He was faking it? He did it for motivation.
She's not a very good nurse, if you couldn't tell. It was all, she was
alive. Oh, it was all a simulation?
It's all simulated.
That guy's an asshole.
That could explain why he died so, like,
convincingly.
Yeah. No, they actually don't need the Red Ranger. I have a problem with virtual reality. I don't think you should physically be able to, like...
Well, he literally just explained that, like, every time they hit something, it was static electricity.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
But they somehow didn't actually damage the parking garage.
Bro, they're doing it. He just said, let's do it together, bro. He's about to become the king of Crystallia. And they're about to fucking repopulate the country.
I'm curious, though, what that would look like.
Sena?
She looks like Cyborg from DC Saya? Comics. Except just crystals.
What if his feeling was for somebody all the way over in, like, East Asia? Instead of, like, a block away.
You do know Japan is on the east, right?
Didn't think that.
That's amazing.
Hey, you know what? I knew that too.
That's a shame. I like that they capitalized dumb.
Don't listen to critics, bro. They told Vincent Van Gogh he wouldn't.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
That guy looks great. Oh, he got, like, powered up.
The
oh, fuck? Now he looks like Snide now.
Yeah, he does, but with like, a moon motif.
No, he looks like, Oh, there's a certain Pokemon that he looks just like. He's the guy on the cover of Sun and Moon on the Moon version.
Be careful, people. You don't want to catch the coronavirus, okay? This is what you get from not wearing safety masks!
Oh, that person one person was wearing did. A safety mask. There was one person who took the advice. Oh shit, it's hentai.
That looks like a Monstar spaceship from Silverhawks, dude.
I never really watched that.
Oh my god, she's got nice legs.
She really does.
Yeah. The Blue Ranger looks.
She's got a nice ass, too!
She's got runner's booty.
The Blue Ranger looks like if Blaze was Japanese, that would be him.
The Red Warrior who creates miracles?
Crystal Park?
I think I'm about to go get in shape so I can, right now... go and wait in line for the casting for the Red Ranger for the Power Ranger adaptation.
Why not, man?
Yeah.
I gotta say, this was really fun. Like, it's got a fun... I mean, Vinny's dead, but...
I have back pain.
Oh, right, okay. But, that was a really fun first episode. And you know what I like is that it took its time in the sense that the team isn't fully together yet.
I don't like how they bullied that guy who had an Ash Ketchum moment right there. And
yeah, right.
She was like, you draw like shit. You're a weirdo. And I'm here like, you know, they told Vincent Van Gogh he would never be a good painter. And you know what he said, Matt? I can't hear you.
I can't hear you, yeah. I mean, he literally didn't hear her. He ignored her like the entire time. But, there probably was a good amount of time where, like, we were quiet, but, like, the show was kind of engaging.
It.
Yeah, it was engaging. Visually, it looks
as
great.
As far as...
This guy's going to literally be Ash Ketchum, I'm calling it. He's going to randomly do that throughout the entire show.
The Green Ranger is Bay.
As far as Power Rangers season's premiere in Super Sentai, this was... I'm hooked. I want to see the next episode already.
Right. As a first episode, this is one of the better first episodes since, I will say... Probably Go Busters.
The premise was so simple.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't...
But, like, it felt like Power, you know? Yeah. It felt like Sentai. Like, it had...
You got where we were going.
It had just the right amount of, like, cheese, but still, you know, having, like, real shit happening. Like, characters actually dying.
I still feel like Jetman was probably one of the last few. Maybe... Dino Thunder Sentai, where it started off and it was like shit hit the fan immediately. Like this, I feel like even though it did kind of happen a little bit, like you got the premise, but it kind of just toned it down and was still kind of goofy in a way.
Yeah,
well, like I mean, it takes the serious factor out of.
Nah, I feel like I mean, once they got to Earth, they goofed it up a lot.
Yeah, which it worked here.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
in episode zero, like that. That's kind of exactly what I guess.
I just hope not
do.
Every episode is you know. Him trying to draw girls or
you know what I think it's gonna be? I think he's gonna like be able to draw like things like into existence like weapons and shit
mm-hmm.
into like existence.
So he's like the Power Rangers version of Kyle Rayner pretty much.
He's like a Green Lantern. That'd be really cool.
Anything his mind could create comes to power.
I mean that's something that Power Rangers and Sentai haven't really done. They never did anything like that, so that could work. Through the power of Jolly Ranchers, anything's possible.
Okay, how about if this kid doesn't know who his parents are, they're probably going to make up some bullshit that he's like a fucking crossbreed or something. That's why he's like foreseeing everything.
Oh, man. I hope they don't do a whole...
I could see that.
You're actually half like alien or whatever.
It's such a cliche at this point, but you're probably right. It's such a cliche.
Okay. So, I like it. Scotty?
I got to see more.
Yeah.
I really liked the beginning, and then it did get a little humorous, but I mean, I guess for the concept, how serious can you get when you got a team full of Power Rangers
that
are glowing, like, brighter than the sun, dude?
That seems to be the thing we're stuck with now with Sentai. Like, they really, like, lightened up after Go Busters, and they've continued, like, with that trend. It's weird. I don't know why. If anybody can comment... Because, like, I've read certain things on different websites and comment sections that allude to what the reasoning behind it is, but I don't know, like, what specific factor, like, I mean, like maybe it was, like, a director or producer change, like change of hands or something that caused it, but literally, like, the tone of Sentai's after Go Busters all kind of share, like, a much more cheesy... Much more, like, you can easily see how it's going to become Power Rangers kind of thing. And I don't get why. Because Kamen Rider still maintains, like, pretty dark shit. So I don't know why Sentai doesn't get that treatment. Or maybe they just wanted to differentiate the age groups.
I think it's Power Rangers' fault. I think they know that this is getting adapted.
Maybe. I do think there's a lot more Ranger influence that goes into creating new Sentai. Like
I mean,
you know, the creators have it in their mind.
Toby obviously gets royalties from Hasbro.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Look at the reason why Jetman was never adapted, because of its adult content.
I don't think that was why.
Like, I'm saying, use that as an example right now. Every season after that, as Scotty even said, started to get a little bit more goofy with the monsters and everything that followed. You saw it coming that it was going to be more... like, childish. Because when we watch a couple of the early episodes, even, hell, Spider-Man,
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man was dark.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It felt like the beginning of Sentai all the way up until that mid part of Jetman, when it reached into Drew Ranger, where we just saw the top 10 Power Rangers monsters, everything got a little fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
But the main villains weren't goofy. Yeah. It was the monsters themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, you get the Ramen God, the Tomato King.
All the Sentai.
Like, then the Rangers themselves started to get, like,
episodes and series
a little
episodes.
Stupid.
Yeah.
You know, in character development, but...
Oh, my favorite Storm.
I will say this, though, that right off the bat, like, the monster designs we got are really good.
I even love the promotional work for it. I was excited for it.
Yeah.
Made me really hype.
They really hyped this up. And considering the fact that I think everybody is right with the fact that the helmets are so blatantly, like, reused old helmets, it still looks good. Like, it still works for, like, the overall design.
Matt, is this paused on your phone right now?
Yes.
Can you screenshot that and send it to me?
Okay.
Funny.
They haven't revealed who the Sixth Ranger is, right?
No.
I think I only saw like a rumor that it might actually be purple, and it might be a chick.
That's fun.
Yeah, it might be our first, like, well, not our first, but it's been a while since there's been like a Sixth Ranger that was a chick. Like, the only time it really...
Do Donna count?
Yeah, I think she counts. But it's been a while. It's been since... I want to say...
Lauren.
Kyo Ruger, I'm sorry. Kyo Ruger had Violet.
Oh, I was going to say, because Lauren was technically, but then... No.
Well, she wasn't actually six. Yeah. She was red. Like, she stepped in as leader.
I'd shoot the shit and say if Roxy ends up becoming a good ranger.
I hope.
Yeah.
I still hope that happens.
So, post-podcast discussion.
We have a lot to discuss.
Yeah, there's a lot that I actually want to talk about.
Start off, Scotty, we'll talk about Beast Morphers real quick. I know, Starbursts are a bitch to try and chew down.
It was Kit Kat, actually.
Oh.
Actually, I wanted to shout out to Ciara Hanna.
Yes.
For doing a shout out to the podcast and showing me a little love in the shout out. I love you too. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to meet you at Power Morphicon. More to come. We have a lot of news on the upcoming Power Rangers movie. That's what mm-hmm. I wanted to start with.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Well, apparently, through reports, JDF and Amy Jo are both going to appear in this movie and some, I guess, as team members.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also discussing bringing back Walter,
they're
AFJ,
flat out going. They're going
and they're trying to get the original
them.
Team.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know what the context is, but it's like they're going to go to them and they're going to be like, oh, we're too old for this shit. Kind of, you know, got to get a new team together or something.
I'm guessing it's going to be a new Ranger team, the main team that like goes back to the pit. Because they're going back to the 90s.
Yeah, I'd be cool with seeing a team that's an original idea.
Yes.
Outside of
yes.
the comic.
Now, is the team going to take place in the 90s, or is it going to fast forward to modern? We're gonna time travel.
We haven't gotten that far into the process yet. But it's interesting. It sounds like Hasbro has an interesting idea that hopefully will be executed properly. I don't know if anybody listening has kept up. I'm sure... You probably have kept up with the Turtles Rangers crossover. I haven't read the third issue yet. Or is it four? Whatever.
Issue three.
Okay, thank you. Issue three. But I've seen the Rangers in the turtle form, and I gotta say, like, it's weird that people are like, they shouldn't have done that. But I'm like, what did you expect them to look like? Because they're using the Dino coins, so obviously they're going to look similar to the Mighty Morphin team. And what I actually was worried about is what are they going to do for the shells? And they actually made the shells look like the Dragon Shield. Like, they're just encrusted in gold. And I think that's really cool.
Nice.
But, yes, there's that. Ranger Slayer Kim is getting a one-off or a one-shot issue, I believe, in June. This is what I wanted to talk about. If you've been following Jason Font or Aaron Cahill, I don't know how you pronounce
Cahill.
Last
Cahill.
Name.
Cahill.
On Instagram, then you've probably heard or just follow Boom Studios. There's yet another solo graphic novel coming out of Time Force. It's, oh my god, what the hell was the name of it? It was...
Oh, they had a name for it? I didn't even know.
Yeah. It was like Power Rangers, like, Sins of the Future or something
really?
Like that. Yeah, I think Sins of the Future.
I hope it doesn't disappoint like the Psychopath did.
On the cover, it's got Wes and Jen.
I think...
And right in the background is big head of our boy Frax. So, Boom Studios may have actually listened to our ideas.
Machine Empire's coming back?
It's possible. Like, man, I would flip out if that turned out to be the case. But it's a sequel... graphic novel taking place after the show, similar to Psychopath. Thankfully, though, it's not written by the same person as Psychopath. It's actually written by Trey Moore, who is the person who did Psychotic, which was the Green Psycho Ranger origin story of the Supersonic Rangers. So he's already shown he can do some cool shit with Ranger lore. So I honestly think this one has a lot more chance of being what we want. And the artist, which I'm really excited about, is Jamal Campbell. Mm-hmm. Who, for those of you fellow DC fans, you might know him as the person who's drawing Far Sector, which is a Green Lantern book. And I fucking adore the art. I think the art is one of the most amazing things. Like, and in DC right now, it's the Far Sector artwork, so it's gonna look good. Like, even if it's another Psychopath situation, at least the art is gonna look great.
So, I mean, Scotty even said it earlier. It looks like, yeah, the entire 90s team is coming back for the reboot.
Woohoo!
So, how they're going to be doing that exactly, unfortunately not having Trini, not sure.
They're looking into Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things as a potential actor for the reboot. Oh, interesting. Okay. I don't know who Sophia Lillis is.
Is that going to be Fred's son?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Will he finally become a Red Ranger and fulfill the prophecy that
you know what? I'd be all right with it.
That would be...
Matt, do you want to talk about what happened at the Elimination Chamber, actually, at WWE's Grand Metz League?
Thank you for reminding me about that. I actually forgot about that, but that is something I wanted to talk about. Yeah, literally, I noticed this right away, and the internet has not let me down. Mm-hmm. The internet caught this, too, right away.
I still haven't seen a picture.
So when he... scroll up. I think they had a picture of it up at the top. Scroll up to...
Trying?
Yeah. We'll get there.
Amazon Silk.
Oh, no, that's Gokai Silver. But hold on.
All
right. I think
I'll pull it up.
It was in the thumbnail.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the thumbnail. Is it there?
No, actually.
Oh, well, hold on. Click that
link. Oh, we gotta go to the link?
Yeah, click
on that. No, it's just a tweet.
Can we, like, bring up Twitter? There we go. Okay, play that.
Play the video.
I noticed it right away. And, like, I couldn't believe it when I saw it.
Oh, it's a GIF.
I mean, that should still suffice.
Should still play, no?
I don't know if there's a Flash player on these things. I can imagine, but...
But we're like, using, like...
You know, all right, anyway, just talk about it. I'll pull it up.
But, I mean, for those of you who are, like, wrestling fans, who are also Power Ranger fans, you kind of know what we're talking about. He came out... one of the Luchas came out with, like... Gokai Silver had, like, a gold mode where he gets, like, a shield on his chest that has the helmets of all the Six Rangers on it. Well, he came out with that... But it's, like, all his different masks. And that was really cool. Like, that was a really cool homage. And it was something that I didn't expect. Like, that's something that I didn't expect to see referenced. Like, that was, like, obscure and everything. But that was really cool. And it worked for his mask, too. Like, he does have a very Power Ranger-looking mask to begin with.
Grand Metalik.
Grand Metalik Elimination Chamber.
Yeah,
we could just squish it out. For those of you wondering, we're looking, since you actually can't see it yourself, but we're trying to bring it up for Scotty. Yeah, see? Right there.
That's
pretty freaking cool.
Yeah. Like, that's legit Gokai Silver's gold form, or gold mode.
I didn't know they were fans. I mean, Humberto dressed up as Tommy, I think, one match or something like that.
Man, I think that's pretty damn good.
Like, I didn't even know Grand Metalik was still with the company, to tell you the truth. I forgot he was still... I thought he didn't resign.
It really works with his, like, masks, too, because when you put them on there, like, it really does look like Ranger helmets.
That's pretty dope.
It's just a bunch of Power Rangers and some car.
It works.
Oh, God.
It really works.
Has anybody seen Lady Gaga's new...
I have not.
Video, everybody claiming that it's like Power Rangers.
I read the article. I didn't
see Charlie it. Mentioned it.
I've seen it. It doesn't look anything like Power Rangers.
I mean, I get what they're calling it as, but we're we know Power Rangers, it's not. We can actually pull up a little picture, and I want to get your opinion on
it. Grand Metallics.
Grand Metallics.
Something else that we needed to mention but hadn't mentioned was that we have to recorrect ourselves about the Forever Red correction we had done a whole bunch of podcasts ago. But remember that whole argument about whether or not Andros said destroy Zordon or kill Zordon? I was right the first time. We had corrected ourselves a second time because of a production note for some reason that had said Andros's line was supposed to be I killed Zordon, but we actually bought a copy of the Wild Force Forever Red script at PowCon, and I think we forgot to mention this in the PowCon podcast, but because you hadn't read it yet. But upon reading it, I was right. The line was supposed to be, I'm the guy who destroyed Zordon, because they can't say kill, even though they had at one killed. Point. But
so, but, anyway, I have up here right here is the Lady Gaga Stupid Love... This is not Power Rangers. I don't know what the fuck this is.
It's just vibrant.
BDMS, I mean, fucking
part of it, I think, also has to do with, like, that logo in the corner.
Yeah.
But...
No.
Like, that logo in the corner was a very, like, Power Rangers Sentai-esque, like, font that it was written in.
No. So, no,
This looks like a bunch of people dressed in pink to me.
That's what it is. Beast Morpher Season 2, Episode 3 is already out. People are trying to figure out the redesigns for the new movie itself. And apparently it'll be silly, colorful, and fun.
Okay. I mean, as it should. Yeah. I mean, that certainly sounds like they have the right mindset going into it. We don't need Power Rangers to be
Iron Man. I don't need Iron Man.
Right, we don't need Iron Man. We don't need Saban to be like, the kids love Iron Man. Let's make it
Keep it simple, keep it stupid?
Keep it simple, keep it
make
stupid.
Make it more Spider-Man-esque than Iron Man-esque. Like, if we can have Spider-Man in spandex, yes. Like, we can have the Power Rangers in spandex.
Yes.
So, yeah, 5 days ago, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles issue number 4 is coming out soon.
That's a preview. You know what I found funny is that April O'Neil is literally just, like, Pink Ranger. Like, they didn't have to change anything for her.
Cool.
You know what? Actually, I'm sorry. Lady Gaga's Stupid Love video is part Power Rangers, part Sailor Moon.
I could see the Sailor Moon resemblances for sure. The mystery of Power Rangers and Dire Ranger. Oh, no.
There's no mystery there.
Power Rangers.
Ha ha! Look who's in the thumbnail!
Power Rangers is now casting for the new season, which, if it's called Dino Knights.
Please. Okay, like, we have confirmation that Ryu Soldier is going to be the next Sentai.
Power Rangers, Dino Knights.
I called it.
Beyond the Grid Deluxe. Ooh.
Yeah, the Deluxe Edition arrives September 2020, just around Paramorphicon.
That's really cool. So, I mean, I have all the issues, but that's still a dope, like...
Beyond the Brid.
Yeah, Beyond the Brid. Okay.
Beyond that Bread?
Yeah, you gotta bring on the bread. Beyond that Bread.
New Team Power Rangers is here.
Interesting, but...
Marguerite's writing it.
No, Guy, that was literally the story arc from last year with Magna Defender.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it? So then what is this then?
It's a deluxe edition.
Oh.
It's the story of the Soul Rangers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The story you didn't read.
Oh, go figure. All right. Joe Reed? Yeah.
I thought he just
watched videos. I mean, evidently, on occasion, he does, because he has read Psychopath.
I thought he just watched videos.
So Power Rangers Wave 3, 4, and 5 of the Lightning Collectors have been revealed by now. So.
Oh, which one was 5?
5 was the one that I mentioned earlier.
I thought that was 4. Okay.
So.
5 is Billy, Ranger Slayer, Kim, right?
I thought that was 4.
I'll look it up in a second.
Tie Force Red, Jason Fawn's character.
Jason Fawn, I think, was 5, yeah. I think he was leaked as 5, yeah.
Alright, so their new Power Ranger coin pins by Lineage Studios.
They're literally the ninja!
So, all right, so let's look up Power Rangers Lightning Collection.
But yes.
Anything else you want to talk about?
I got it. Hold on. There is more, actually, I wanted to talk about, but I'm trying to think, because there was a lot. Like, a lot has happened because There's been a hiatus of us recording because we're uploading, we're catching up. Mm-hmm. We're uploading all the episodes that hadn't been uploaded.
They're doing a Lightning Collection version of Dragon Dagger to be released as well.
Yeah. That thing, honestly, I still think today it doesn't have the die-cast metal. So I'm kind of bummed about that, but I mean, I'm probably going to get it anyway because it plays music and lights up.
Oh, no, Scotty, you were right. I saw in the thumbnail Wave 5 is supposed to be Billy Ranger Slayer Cannon. One of the things that was interesting is, like, from a supposed leaker, and Zio was one, mm-hmm. but one of the leaks was, like, Ranger Slayer Kim doesn't have, like, a Kim head. Like, it's just
disappointing.
That's weird. Like, that's really weird, but I don't know.
So, that's pretty much wraps it up for a certain amount of news.
We have Jamal Campbell's at least drawing the issue immediately after Necessary Evil ends.
Mm-hmm.
So Necessary
Evils has what, 3 more issues?
Yeah, and I haven't read them this month yet.
Next issue is the last part of it.
May. Okay. Yeah, yeah. We still have like 2 more. But from the last issue that we read,
mm-hmm.
It's really cool because now the Omega Rangers have revealed themselves, and the team's just trying to be all like, "What the fuck." And what's kind of cool is that Trini and Zach get to go into space with their replacements, Adam, Aisha, and Rocky. And that's really cool that they're writing, like, some time together, because they were never mm-hmm. in the same room with each other.
Oh, so here it is, Matt. So, Wave 5, we have Wes, Billy, Treya Triforia, and Ranger Slayer Kim. And Rita being the exclusive with Zed. And then we have... I sent you the leaked one. I do not recall who was in it. Tommy from Zio.
Zio. It was Zio Red. I think it was Billy, Ranger Slayer, and Grum. Emperor Grum.
Who?
SPD.
Oh.
No, there were 2 other... I don't think it was...
Adam. Adam. Black,
yes.
Black Ranger Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Grum. Red Zio. And...
Somebody from Time Force?
I want to say it was a Time Force. It was Wes, wasn't it?
No, Wes is in the...
Lucas?
No.
Eric? It wasn't Blue.
Eric?
It definitely was... Maybe it was Quantum? Who the hell was it? Oh, no, Ashley from Space.
Oh, that's right. It was Ashley. Ashley.
That's right. We're finally going to get a Space figure.
So...
Still no Zane.
No, it's not Zane, but I'm at least happy Space is getting something.
Still no Thunder Raiders either.
No.
Emperor Grum, though, I gotta say, is the weirdest one out of all of those.
I didn't even know who it was.
Like who? Well, of course, you didn't watch SPD. But...
What about Rancic?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Out of all the villains they haven't done, who at the board meeting that's the thing. I'd like to know who actually makes the decision. Like, do they do a poll or something on Twitter that we're not aware of? Right. Like who's actually sitting down to make the decision? Oh, I know what people will want. They're going to want this guy before, like, Ecliptor, Astronema, Trakina.
Well, they know the collectors like me that are going to buy one of every figure, you know.
Yeah, but again, my point is you're putting Emperor Grum before, like, a shit ton of other people that would sell better?
Mm.
Like, Furio, man. Furio.
Emperor Grum is definitely going to be probably, like, the least... best-selling figure of that wave, I feel like. Because I feel like so many people, one, are not really going to know who he is, unless you're a big, like, SPD fan. I mean, he's a pretty forgettable main villain. And, again, like, just no Ecliptor, no Darkonda, no Frax or Rancic.
Come on, man.
There's a million people you could
choose. We got a Putty.
A Putty. Cool. Yeah, more foot soldiers. Yeah.
Everybody wants a Master Org figure. Come on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I would expect Master Aura before Emperor Grum, honestly. But
I didn't even know who Emperor Grum was until you told me who he was.
Right, but it...
2017 name? Goldar. 2017 Wolf. Goldar.
What the hell's his name?
Ew.
How about Robot Goldar?
That'd be all right.
Who we hope is cool. In the crossover episodes.
What, Lothor? You know? Oh, Zenaku.
Zenaku.
Yeah. Zenaku. Oh, yeah, Zenaku. Yeah. Like, we don't even have a Zenaku yet. And you want to throw Grum. Like, if you wanted more SPD characters, put, like, Cat in there. Put Blue, Green, Yellow, Pink. Like, or the White, I believe he was called Omega, actually. The Omega SPD.
What about Darkonda?
And, yeah, Darkonda would be great. Deviant. Captain Mutiny would be amazing. Like, I don't know, man.
Captain Marvelous?
I mean, if they started actually dabbling in the Sentai, man, that'd be like that. I would buy.
I'd be all right with the original Ninja Rangers and their ninja form.
I'm surprised they didn't do that for Adam. Mm-hmm. Like, they're literally releasing Adam just in his Mastodon outfit.
Well, they released him into Battle for the Grid. Or not Battle for the Grid, Legacy Wars.
As the ninja.
The ninja.
Yeah, as a ninja. So, like, it's weird they're not doing that for Lightning.
So.
Or maybe even, like, a two-pack, maybe? But
I don't know.
This, according to the leak, it is a leak.
It's a leak by Walmart, and they're normally on top of their leaks.
Right. Like, there's... These types of leaks are usually credible. Right, yeah. Like, those types of leaks are usually credible because they're literally, like, order forms.
Joe has a major issue with the way Rocky's being drawn in Mr. Evil because he doesn't have the great hair that he had during Power Rangers season
2. Listen, it's okay because it just furthers home the point that he's not our Red Ranger. And even Dane, I believe, said something to Rocky about that, like, talking shit to him, if memory serves.
That's hysterical. Yeah. But to wrap out tonight's show, because we're almost about an hour, and for tonight's, because we only had one live reaction, we decided to add a little special thing. Right here we have, which is still hilarious to me, it's Saban's Power Rangers from Hasbro. They are 16 collectible figures in mystery bags, like blind bags from Play School Heroes. So, we each got one of these bags, and we have no idea what's inside them.
Fun fact, you actually kind of can tell what's inside them if you look at the back. There's
I never even saw. Okay. All right, well.
Funnily enough, though, I actually can't tell what's in here.
All right, Scotty, pick one. Vinny? All right. All right, I'll go first.
At least they're easy to open.
I got a very manly looking Rita.
It literally looks like something from McDonald's.
Yeah.
All right,
Matt.
I will go.
I never even noticed the little lightning bolt on the back.
You literally can look through it. Though it didn't help me with this. No. Oh, it's a...
you got Sabertooth Tiger Zord.
Sabertooth Tiger Zord.
What the hell did Vinny get?
Oh, that's Snide. Oh my god.
Is that from
Scotty,
Wild Force?
You're getting insulted. Is that like from Wild crazy. Force? Scotty, everybody listening, pour one out for Scotty today, man. He's not having a good time.
Scotty, which one is that? Is that
that's
is
legit.
That,
is that that's from Wild Force? Force. That's the Red Lion.
Did Vinny get... No, I don't think this is Snide.
Oh, it's the dude from Dino Thunder?
Yeah.
It's,
Veltrax.
Veltrax. Yeah, it's Veltrax. That's cool.
Oh,
we
oh,
just
wow.
got something cool except for poor Scotty, man. Scotty's getting fucked over.
You guys want to take these home or put them on the wall?
Put them on the wall. Yeah, right. Scotty doesn't want his Red Lion, my guy.
That's He's not my Ape TIE Fighter, man. At least if I would have got the Ape TIE Fighter.
Yeah, I would have been happy with that. I'd have been all right with that.
Speaking of, the Wild Force sword that I purchased for $25 thanks to the kind vendor who was at PalCon, my Gorilla TIE Fighter Megazord,
yeah,
Wild Force Megazord is set up on my bureau.
I tell you what,
bureau.
Though. At least it was different. Like, they didn't stick to one Mighty Morphin, one, you know.
That's true.
It was multiple seasons stuff, yeah.
I guess for a buck, you can't beat it, but...
It's fine for a buck. That's okay for a little kid thing.
I couldn't even get Taylor's door.
I'm gonna go, I'm gonna try and get us more just to see what we get out of them. Now that I know that you can see out of the back, I'll know what they are.
I feel like Scotty's gonna get Princess Shayla next.
You could've got your Mass Org right there.
That's true.
Actually, Scotty, if you had gotten the Deer Zord, I would've literally...
I would have handed it to Matt.
I would have burned it outside. I would have been like the jellyfish in SpongeBob
the
with
running
like
joke,
Squidward's clarinet, just dancing.
The running joke, because Matt had some major car issues and struck a deer.
You know what, I'm just going to look up the rest of that set. I don't want to buy anymore.
Basically, the running gag is, and it will come to fruition, is that Joe and I are going to purchase a Deer Zord by a vendor from Matt. As a gift.
You hit a deer and because you didn't sing to him in the morning. That's why he was mad at you, guy.
You didn't play the flute for him, guy.
No, you didn't.
And I will continue to not.
What music did you have playing in the car at that time? We know you
that
did.
Is a good question.
Probably something alternative like Foo Fighters or...
No. I was listening to something like hard rock. But
you were listening to Jericho's theme song?
It actually could have been, but
trying to learn the lyrics.
It was either that or I honestly don't remember because I was using Spotify and I have.
Like, at one of the bars I go to, they actually have Judas on the jukebox. I play it all the time.
That's funny.
That's dope.
All right, let's see what else is in this warning bag series.
What are the possibilities that you could get?
I'm hoping, considering now that we got the Turtles Ranger crossover from Boom.
Oh.
All right, so we could have got...
Sledge or
Sledge. Yes, Sledge. Okay, we could have got...
Bro, is that the gorilla?
Zach? No, it's a Dragonzord.
That's a weird Dragonzord.
All right, so we would have got in order of Vargrag? But I don't know what the fuck his name is. The one that Vinny got. We're in the season.
Vendrax?
Veltrax?
Like Veltrax.
Veltrax, Tyler, Sledge, Zach, okay. Silver Dino Charge, Trent, White Tiger Zord, Rita.
Max.
They really put Max in? What the fucking Max. Random?
Oh, you actually could have gotten Taylor. That's amazing.
Taylor, we got Tommy in green.
I'll tell you what.
Dragon Zord, Tyrannosaurus, and is that a...
That is not a Tyrannosaurus.
Oh my god.
That's Trent's.
Triceratops. And what is the second?
The Triceratops looks dope.
Whose is the.
That's Trent's. That's Trent's. Or that could be Kira's.
I thought it was Kira's, actually.
It could be Kira's, yeah.
Wow.
They both had.
Like, who's up top next to Tyler?
That's Sledge.
Oh, Sledge? Okay.
Yeah, Sledge.
You could have got actually Taylor. That's fucking
that
hilarious.
That is amazing. You actually could have gotten Taylor.
Yo, I mean,
Taylor.
They even did make a Ninja War one, Matt. So. Who's he teamed up with?
That's a
I feel like if anything,
why
Greg
Riley
like was definitely like, what do we put in the Greg bag? And they were like, well, let's pick out of a hat.
Yeah, it really does seem like that. The merchandise.
Nothing about that makes any fucking sense.
It really doesn't.
Well, it says series one, so hopefully there's a series two coming out. So
yeah, Kmart's gonna get it just in time to be on clearance.
If anybody follows Instagram, Walter Jones posted his whole schedule for the rest of the year. All the cons he's going to. Obviously, he's gonna be at Power Morph Con in September. But all the cons for the rest of the year, Walter's schedule is full. So
can't wait. He's gonna be at Power Morph Con.
Yes.
This was that? Okay.
I hope he plays the puts his cassette tape in or DVD, whatever the thing that got him in his mood when we met him.
Oh, what are those metal figs?
Which ones, Matt?
Right there.
Power Rangers Metallics.
Yeah,
Power Rangers Metallics. That could be the name of
It's a $25 Amazon order of the diecast. Ooh, they do have an Injor.
Uh-huh.
They actually have like
they have a Phantom Ranger too.
Selection. They have Phantom. They have Gold.
All of Mighty Morphin. I am not donating to Amazon. No. Yeah,
they even have Scorpina in there. They have Draken.
Psycho Red looks great.
They have Adam as the Soul Zero Ranger there.
Wow.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Gold. It's a 20-pack of die-cast metal. This is actually... I'm probably going to buy this.
You should buy that, Joe, for $26.
Like, looks not right. Bad.
Yeah. Oh, it's Hasbro's. Yeah, newest Nano line.
I mean, I would hope it's Hasbro's. Otherwise, these people are getting sued out the wazoo.
Well, you never know when they made this. There's not, like, anything of Hasbro in it. That's what I'm, like... You got the entire Mighty Morphin on the top. You got, yeah, Tommy, Lord Draken, Adam, Trey of Triforia. I say that with calm. The two guys from Mystic Force that look OP as fuck.
This is Connor.
Connor, Psycho Red, Billy is Phantom Ranger.
Connor's getting a lot of love lately between
Warfers
crossover.
They're really
like his character in that.
Dino Thunder again. I mean, rightfully so. It's a great season. It's one of the better Disney seasons.
Hey, look, it's Super Mega Force Silver.
Mega Bloks. Super Mega Force
Silver.
The Power Rangers Mega Constructs, I'm going to be honest, were a bitch to put together. I did not like them.
But man, I would have loved it if the putty's hands actually turned into legit karambit knives. Fucking on their hands. That would have been great.
So. Even the Micro Machine bags, I didn't get a chance to finish the entire collection of it because they were just too unpredictable. Fucking sucked. But nonetheless, guys, did that wrap it up for tonight?
I think so.
I don't have anything else. I mean, yeah.
I mean, I'll probably think of something the moment we end it. But whatever.
I was hoping with Turtles and Power Rangers crossover, maybe they do like a Transformers Power Rangers crossover in the future.
Yeah, that Transformers is actually currently crossing over with Terminator.
They're working on.
Yeah.
How?
I don't know, but that's okay. It's interesting.
They're working on a new series of movies, which is going to be more
closer to what the actual TV show was, which sounds good.
You guys want
to
take a look at some bootleg Power Ranger toys real quick? All right.
Our Elite Extreme.
Are these the Mexican ones again?
I don't know. We got Elite Extreme. Looks like it's Wild Force. And with a
Velociraptor from Dino Thunder.
We got Super Warrior, which is every single
Mighty Morphin
except for Kim. with the
White Tiger shit.
Operation Overdrive at the top right.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
What about the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie, Five Rangers that are a different color?
They're fucking Dino Thunder.
You got white, black, red. Yeah, it's
Dino Thunder.
They
got the flip heads. I want this. And they all got Saba swords, and two have the green, three have the Green Ranger vest, and two of the White Ranger. And the coins are, I don't even know what the coins are.
And two, like,
the other swords, I think just, all the coins are just Sabertooth Tiger.
The other swords are just regular gray swords.
Yeah, and there's two Sabas.
That's hilarious.
The Lost Galaxy one is looks like it's actually
like Lost Galaxy, legit.
Just repackaged.
Yeah, there's nothing too crazy about that.
Yeah,
Gal Ranger just actually looks like Gal Ranger.
Looks like
those actually like don't look bad.
He-Man. Whoa,
other than
He-Man
the fact,
why is Alyssa ripped, bro?
Yeah, yeah. The women have a
Taylor's
change.
Taylor's ripped too.
That red one looks like Turbo Man.
It's Turbo Time.
Oh, this is one they mixed with the superheroes. Remember?
Yes.
Yeah, we got a Hulk Man, which is Mr. Fantastic. Spider-Man, Batman, Taylor, Andros, Cole, and Superman. And you good?
A weird Superman.
You know how badly you confused me until I realized you meant to say Mr. Incredible?
I said Mr. Incredible.
You said Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, whatever.
No, it's Gokaiger.
I was like looking so hard on there. I was like, where do you see him?
Is it Gokaiger with fucking...
Yeah, again, why are the women like fucking ripped?
Is that Max's shark?
Looks like it.
Why do their abs go straight to their like?
They have a 12-pack, my guy. Like they don't have. They don't simply have abs.
They were taking the same steroids that my man Scott Steiner was taking.
Shrek.
It's the Sense of Right Alliance.
Why is Borg? I mean Shrek in that set.
I just love that they included a fucking car.
This just goes to show you.
Power Rangers, no, this is Power Rangers Wild Force. It says it with Spider-Man designs.
Honestly, they look better than the actual
Spider-Man.
It's light speed with different helmets.
And this is Power Man's Invincible Troop Warfare. And it's got a picture of a really cool version of Cam.
Yeah,
two Spider-Mans,
Shane and Dustin,
and Max is in the Ethan in the far
it's
right.
Ethan,
and they're just five Batmans.
they all look like Batman to me. Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck is wrong with people? What is this? Power Rangers the movie, White Tiger. I don't know what the fuck that is. $40. All right, we got a mystery pack of Cam.
SPD Blue looks like a
Spider-Man?
Bridge.
It's a bridge. Spider-Man
and something else.
Then I don't know what that fucking is.
All right, we got Thunder.
Thunder.
Is that the Beetle Wars?
Oh, could be fucking Beetle Wars. We got Mega Rangers.
If you did this on your phone, it'd come through like way clearer. Oh wait,
Power Rangers in space is simply Batman.
That actually looks like a cool
Die Rangers.
I mean, that looks like it actually was merchandise.
What about it?
Ranger Warriors.
Atomic Ranger Warriors.
Is that Live Man or Five Man?
No, it's fucking RoboCop.
Yeah, that is like RoboCop with like Rangers.
Flash Man.
Oh Christ! All right, so I get a few more because we got Robert Cop actually in this photo.
Imaginary Racer.
Is it the...
And they have fucking space suits.
God damn.
Oh, look, there's bootleg Alpha.
Oh, what is this? Bootleg Pokemon. Let's see what this is for a change.
Pocket Monsters.
Well, that's the actual name.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
Alright, so...
It's got Team Rocket, though.
That's Team Rocket. Oh, wait, this is...
That's a Turbo Ranger suit. That's Diamond. Like, that actually looks like it also could have been actual merchandise. But like really cheapo.
All right, so I think that sums it up. And then we'll end it with an actual picture of the Wild Force Megazord.
So. Yeah, I'm still in the box.
True.
Is that right. Pennywise Power Ranger figure?
Yeah.
Wait, what, where? I missed the...
You just scroll past it. It's the pink one.
Pink. Right underneath, right there.
Oh my god, what?
That's a... I don't know.
Sure.
All right, Scotty. Send us home.
Guys, thanks for listening. If you just started listening to us, you can go back to season one because we are on season two of our podcast. Keep listening. We love you.
Yeah, thanks for all the support.
Our new YouTube channel is coming.
The trailer's out now.
Joe just did the trailer. Ooh, it's been a while, but get in my jeans!